Sukkah berkaf mishne bay. So osa sukkah tachas ilan. If a person makes a sukkah underneath a tree, kiilu asal b'seicha bayis. As if he puts a sukkah inside of his house, it's not kosher. What's the problem putting a sukkah inside your house that makes it not kosher? Because what's supposed to give you the shade is the schach, not the bayis. So too, putting it under an ilan, since an ilan is attached to the ground, so this tree is the thing that's giving you shade, and not the schach. Sukkah al gabi sukkah, el yonik sheir v'atachton psula. Sukkah that's on top of another sukkah, the top one is kosher, and the bottom one is pasul. What's the reason the bottom one's pasul? The Rav says, because since there's two schachs above the bottom one, where the guy's sitting on the floor, that's pasul, because sukkah is written in a Lashon Yochid, as the first Rol explains. Meaning, samach vav chof tuf, not chof vav tuf. So it should be a sukkah, not multiple sukkahs. However, the Mefarshim point out that if the top sukkah was less than 10 tefachim high, we said that's a diras shrucha anyway, so the guy on top wouldn't be kosher, but then that would be kosher for the guy on the bottom, because that's not considered two sets of schach, because these two schachs are not 10 tefachim from one another, therefore they sort of combine and become one schach, and that would be kosher. But in this case, we have one on top of the other, where there is a lot of space between them, so the guy on top, the sukkah on top, that's kosher. Why not? Because he can sleep there on the floor, which is the roof of the guy below him, and on top of him is one set of schach. The guy on the bottom is pasul, like we just said. Rabbi Yehuda says, and the Gemara explains, what he's arguing with is if specifically we're dealing with a case where it's not so stable on top, meaning the schach, which is the top guy's floor and the bottom guy's roof, that schach in between, if he would be putting his pillows and his blankets and his beds there, and he's lying there, it's sort of barely holding it, and it's not so stable. In such a situation, Rabbi Yehuda says, the guy in the bottom is kosher. Because that schach, that's right above him, is not really considered something that's substantial. Because if it was very substantial, the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda's moda, that it's pasul, the bottom one. And if it's something that like can't last at all, that if a person, the second he sits on it, the thing falls apart, then even the Tana Kamma holds that it's kosher, the bottom one. They're only arguing when it's just not stable. There, not stable, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's not enough to consider it something that's choshev in a certain way. Because the Ran says, this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitas, Rabbi Yehuda says that a sukkah needs to be a permanent dwelling. And therefore, if it's not permanent, it's going to fall apart. That's not considered anything, and therefore there's not one schach underneath your schach. Because that's not really schach, that's right above you. Because that's going to fall apart, and therefore it's kosher. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.